The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Benelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, hour number two of USA Prepares. I'm delighted to be broadcasting with your newest instructor. His name is Bill Bullard. And Bill Bullard is the CEO of RCALF USA.com. That's R-C-A-L-F USA.com. There's a link on the website, usaprepares.com, on the instructors tab. And he's the organization's registered lobbyist, and he's testified on behalf of the cattle industry, the United States cattle industry, before Congress and executive branch agencies. And he's managed lawsuits on behalf of the organization. We're going to be talking about cows. We're going to be talking about what's going on with cattle prices. And what's going on with the cattle industry. Welcome, Bill Bullard.
Hello, Vincent. Glad to be here.
I'm so glad you're here. You know, we've talked briefly on the phone, and I've gotten a letter from our neighbors. Two of our neighbors are cattle farmers, and I am as well. And the same day, about the same time, two of our neighbors met in the road in front of our farm, and they wanted to make sure that I got a copy of your letter about what's happening in the cattle industry, because they know that I'm a cattle farmer, and they have been and are in the cattle business as well. Can you tell us, well, first of all, let's start with what R-CALF USA is, R-CALFUSA.com. What is this organization?
Well, we're a national trade association representing the interests of cattle producers, the farmers and ranchers that actually raise and sell live cattle. And we are unique in that we don't represent the entire multi-segmented beef supply chain like our counterpart and much larger organization, the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, known as the NCBA. The NCBA, unlike us, represents the multinational meat packers within the supply chain. And the concern that we have and the reason that we were formed was because the multinational meat packers are leading our organization towards the same direction that they led already the poultry and hog industries. And those are industries where the meat packers have completely captured the livestock or poultry supply chain. And independent producers are no longer independent. They are now dependent on the multinational meat packers. So the cattle industry does not want to go the way of the pork and poultry industry. And our organization was formed about 16 years ago to represent the economic interests of independent cattle farmers and ranchers to prevent the meat packers from chickenizing their industry. And chickenizing is what we call the process of capturing the live cattle supply chain away from independent producers and, in fact, vertically integrating the industry with all of the control vested in the largest of meat packers.
I get, Bill Bullard, I get these invitations every year to the Cattlemen's Ball. Is that the association we're talking about?
It certainly
these
is.
These are tickets. Mm-hmm. These are tickets that I've talked about on the air. That I'll say things like, you know, I must have received these by mistake, because a table of, let's say, eight people is many thousands of dollars to attend this cattleman's annual ball. And I, you know, like $10,000, $5,000, depending on what kind of a table you would like to sit at. It can cost $1,000 a plate or more. And I thought, geez, you know, obviously they sent this to the wrong address because they didn't mean to send this to me. So there's a lot of money at stake, right?
No question about it. The cattle industry, the live cattle industry, is the single largest segment of American agriculture. It has averaged about $50 billion a year in cash receipts. And so it's larger than all of the other commodities, such as the corn, wheat, and cotton, for example, or hogs or poultry. And it is critically important to the economic well-being of rural communities all across America. But again, the multinational meat packers want to capture control over this widely disaggregated industry and centralize control into the hands of only four large meat packers. And when that happens, you will see economic vitality and activity essentially evaporate in these rural communities, and we will lose more and more cattle producers. In fact, the process has already begun. In the 1980s, we went through what was called merger mania. By the 90s, the concentration level was unprecedented. You had four major meat packers controlled 85% of the cattle slaughter in the United States. Those packers today are Tyson, JBS, which is actually a Brazilian-owned firm. The third largest is Cargill, and the fourth largest is National Beef. So these packers want to control the industry. They will shrink our industry. They are shrinking our industry. We've lost 500,000 independent cattle producers since 1980. We've lost over 170,000 just since 1996, which was the year we started liquidating our cow herd because of the persistent depressed prices our farmers and ranchers were receiving. And so the tickets to the cattleman's ball and to the National Cattlemen's Beef Association is a high roller, high stakes entity that is trying to deceive cattle producers and the public into believing it is in their interest to allow them to capture from independent producers this otherwise very competitive and disaggregated, decentralized industry. It's a huge battle. The stakes couldn't be higher. And no
Bill
pun
Ballard,
intended regarding stakes.
Yeah. Yeah. Bill Ballard, we have reported on USA Prepares, this broadcast here, that there are fewer farmers now. The farms are becoming larger, and the average age of the farmer is becoming older. Is that what you're finding as well?
Well, absolutely. If you look at the livestock sector, which we're involved in the cattle industry, I said we've lost 500,000 producers in about 30 years since 1980. That means 4 out of every 10 producers are all that's left in our, 4 out of every 10 producers in business in 1980 in the cattle industry are gone today. The hog industry is even more dramatic. 9 out of every 10 hog producers in business 30 years ago are gone today. 8 out of every 10 dairy farmers in business 30 years ago, gone today. 1/3 of all sheep producers in business 30 years ago, gone today. As you said, the average age is increasing, and the reason for that is when the multinational meatpackers capture the supply chain, they rob from our industry economic opportunities that would otherwise attract young entrants. So rather than seeing young entrants competing to become farmers and ranchers, we're seeing the children of farmers and ranchers run as fast as they can from their parents' operations because they don't want to be strapped in an industry that has been unprofitable for so long and has caused an exodus of producers from rural America, which is, in fact, hollowing out rural America.
I've got to second that because I only know of one person who has studied agriculture and farming at the university level who has become a full-time farmer, and that's our son, literally, and he just finished his formal education of 4 years. He's going to continue education in things that he feels important, like geology and chemistry to, you know, augment his studies. But he's the only one I know who has studied farming and who is seriously engaged in farming immediately, well, before, during, and after his studies at the university.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, if you look at people when you meet people for the first time and they say, so what do you do? I mean, that's a gauge of where you are in society. And if you say a farmer, then you're way down. You're way down on the list of respect, maybe. And I'm proud to be a farmer. I am absolutely proud to be a farmer. And I tell you what, it's tougher and harder than probably anything that any government employee does. I can't think of a single thing that they do that compares with how difficult farming is. You know, the physical part, the mental part, the planning part, and the 24-hour a day, 365-day-a-year part. I don't think that anything any government worker does compares to that. Would you agree or disagree?
Right. I would agree with you completely. And in fact, what's missing in that equation is the fact that the output of the farmers and ranchers is absolutely essential to life, and it is worth billions upon billions of dollars. And that's why you have, you know, the large corporations like Monsanto and DuPont involved in agricultural chemicals and other farm supply issues. And you have the largest of meat packers, Tyson and Cargill, and you've got ConAgra. You know, these are huge multinational corporations that have worked for decades to figure out how to extract the maximum profit out of the agricultural sector. And the way they did that and the way they currently are doing that is they try to assume, otherwise steal from the farmer and rancher, the good reputation and image that they have in rural communities. And these multinational meat packers try to take that image as if it were their own. And so suddenly it is these large multinationals that are the face of American agriculture, and the real farmer and rancher, as you said, is rather obscure within our industry. We've gone the wrong direction, and from a consumer standpoint, they should be very concerned, because one of the biggest issues affecting our industry today is country of origin labeling. And we fought for that.
Hold that thought. We're going into a commercial break. We'll talk about country of origin when we come back. Bill Bowen's with us, CEO of RCAFUSA.com. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Snyder Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Class, we're talking about the cattle industry, and Bill Bullard's with us. He is the CEO of RCAF. That's R-CAF. USA.com. And formerly, he's been a cow-calf rancher in South Dakota. Bill, you were talking about the country of origin labeling. Why is that so important? I think it is.
Well, it certainly is. And what we have seen as agricultural producers is over the past 20 years, we have significantly increased the imports coming into this country. And as our government has been moving towards global governance, we have realized that because the United States had such high health and safety standards, we were unable to attract imports from developing countries that had neither the investment nor the infrastructure to maintain the same level of food safety as we have in the United States. And in its infinite wisdom, Congress decided to resolve this problem by lowering the United States standard. We began to do that in earnest in the mid-1990s. For example, it used to be that meatpacking companies in foreign countries had to meet standards, safety standards, that were at least equal to that of the United States. But that was too high of a standard. So we lowered the standard to one that is called an equivalency standard, which really means they only need to be close enough and they can import product into this country. Another weakening of our standards was we used to conduct monthly inspections, on-site inspections of foreign meatpacking plants, but as a result of our efforts to attract more imports, other countries thought that that was discriminating against them. So now we no longer conduct monthly inspections. Now we only do periodic inspections. And a third weakening that we experienced was it used to be that if countries had disease outbreaks within their borders, we would not allow imports from those countries until they have eradicated the disease problem. But that too became too much of a challenge because some countries had disease problems that were endemic within the border. And so the United States then decided they would allow these disease-affected countries to carve out a portion of their geography, and they would declare that that particular region was eligible for exporting, notwithstanding the country's disease problem. So those are three major reductions in our health and safety standards. So cattle producers and other agricultural producers decided we needed consumers to have the tools to be able to distinguish a product that was exclusively produced in the United States of America versus a product that was produced around the world and even in some of these developing countries that can't meet the more stringent standards of the United States. So we worked together as a large coalition, tomato growers, cattle producers, and consumer groups back in the early 2000s, and we passed a mandatory country of origin labeling law that required retailers to label fruits and vegetables and nuts, as well as seafood and shellfish, as well as beef and pork and lamb to be labeled as to its country of origin. So that was passed in 2002, but the meat packers fought against the implementation of that law for years. They successfully encouraged Congress to strip the funding from the U.S. Department of Agriculture to prevent the law's implementation. Then in 2005, Senator Stevens from Alaska, who did not like country of origin labeling, but who had salmon fishermen in his region, he decided as the budget committee chairman to delay the implementation of country of origin labeling for beef and for pork, but to allow it to go forward for fish. So that's why in 2005, consumers began to see labels on their seafood products, product of Taiwan, product of Canada, product of China, product of the United States, for example. And then it wasn't until 2009, almost 8 years later, before we finally got the law implemented for beef and pork. And then the multinational meat packers and the NCBA began to fight aggressively to prevent the law from going into effect. And here's why. It's because the meat packers
Hold that thought. Bill, hold that thought and tell us why when we come back to these few ever-increasing commercial announcements. We'll be right back.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Planning to buy food storage? Wait a minute. Many companies try to confuse you with the number of servings they sell. It's not about the number of servings, it's about the number of calories. In emergencies, calories mean survival. Go to ReadySupplyFoods.com for a comparison of leading companies. Ready Supply Foods sells the most calories per dollar of any company. Our 23 entrees and breakfasts are delicious and full of nutritious calories. The new leader in value and quality. Go to ReadySupplyFoods.com today.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese, featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
75 years ago, America suffered one of the worst moments in American history, the attack on Pearl Harbor. Now you can remember December 7th, 1941, with the purchase of the first ever 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-490-3200 right now for the official 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve, the only company authorized to distribute these 100% solid gold coins. Remember Pearl Harbor with this limited official gold release. 1-800-490-3200 or online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
It's no secret that pathogens such as bacteria, viruses, moles, and fungus can inflict severe damage in the human body. Fortunately, a new and vastly improved silver solution has been developed. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary broad-spectrum antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal solution that can be used inside the body as well as on the skin. Supernatural Silver is unique and superior to colloidal and ionic silvers, using a patented technology that is highly effective against colds, flus, infections, food poisoning, and yeast, in addition to many other pathogens. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, extremely safe, and is the number one choice of thousands of people for immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver could change your life. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code HEALTHY for 20% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class, I'm really delighted that Bill Bullard is sharing this information, confirming that special interests working, there are special interests working against the health and safety of we, the villagers. Bill, you're telling us why this is happening?
Yes. So the issue is, why would the multinational meatpackers be vehemently opposed to a label on meat products that would inform consumers as to where the animal originated, where it was born, where it was raised, and where it was slaughtered? And the answer is follow the money. The multinational meat packers were making windfall profits by importing cheaper cattle and beef from around the world. We import cattle from Mexico and Canada. We import beef from 13 different countries. So the meatpackers were importing beef from Australia and New Zealand and Uruguay and Argentina and Brazil and Chile and Nicaragua and Honduras and bringing it into the U.S. market, and they were not required to inform consumers the origins of that product. So country of origin labeling would have required them to label all imported products in a conspicuous manner so consumers could identify products produced exclusively in the United States, born, raised, and slaughtered here, or products from among the growing tide of imports. And that's why the meatpackers don't want it. They could buy this cheaper product, bring it into the United States. All products entering the United States are eligible for the United States inspection sticker. So consumers would see the U.S. inspection sticker and immediately believe that must be a domestic product. But the inspection sticker does not denote the origin, so consumers were being deceived, and the meatpackers were playing and exploiting that deception. So country of origin labeling would have removed that deception, would have provided consumers with accurate information, and it would have reduced the profits of those multinational meatpackers that continue to source product from other countries. In fact, if we look at the beef industry, it's unique in the United States in that we don't produce enough beef to meet domestic demand. Now, this is very different than our other agricultural commodities like corn, wheat, and cotton that are actually dependent on exports because we overproduce domestically. Not the case with our cattle and beef industry. And in fact, we are a net importer for that reason. We have always, for the past 40 years, relied upon some imports to make up the difference. But what we're seeing in our cattle industry is very alarming. We're seeing our production decline. In fact, right now our production is the lowest in 20 years. The cattle herd size in the United States has fallen to a seven-decade low, 70 years since we've had such a small cattle herd. And as I said, the number of cattle producers are exiting our industry. So we are an industry in decline. The U.S. Department of Agriculture said that the last time they looked in 2012, 18% of all the available beef in the United States was derived either from importing the commodity beef into this country or importing live animals from Canada and Mexico and slaughtering them here, and that this trend is increasing. In other words, production is decreasing, imports are increasing, and that's causing our herd to shrink. And if we look at our sister industry, the U.S. commercial sheep industry, we see where our cattle industry is going because we view the sheep industry as the canary in the coal mine. We once had a vibrant sheep industry with producers scattered all around the United States. But back in the early 2000s, we began to see production domestically start to decline while imports from Australia and New Zealand began to increase. And then we implemented the Australian-U.S. Free Trade Agreement back in mid-2000s. And by 2006, our sheep industry earned the distinction of being the first livestock industry in the United States of America to be outsourced. Because at that point, we began to rely more on imported lamb from Australia and New Zealand than our beleaguered sheep industry was able to produce. So we have severely damaged our domestic sheep industry. We are now more dependent on foreign product than we can produce domestically, and we are very concerned that our cattle industry is following that same path. And we say that because of the similar characteristics, the biological characteristics of cattle and sheep, very similar to both ruminant animals, and the marketing structure within the cattle and sheep industry are nearly identical. So we have already witnessed the demise of our sheep industry. We can't allow the cattle industry to go that direction. And country of origin labeling is the single tool that cattle producers can use to compete against this growing tide of imports and that consumers can use to do two things. they can use the country of origin information to support the U.S. farmer and rancher. They can also use the country of origin information to ensure that they are buying product produced under a country's food safety regime that they have a lot of confidence in. And unfortunately, the National Cattlemen's Beef Association and the meat packers joined together to convince a very weak Congress to repeal country of origin labeling for beef and pork because the meat packers didn't want it, and that occurred at the end of 2015. So consumers can still see labels on fruits and vegetables, on certain nuts like macadamia nuts, on seafood and shellfish, on farm-raised fish and wild-caught fish, but they cannot any longer know the origins of the beef and pork they purchase for their families. This should be an outrage for U.S. consumers.
So we do have the best Congress money can buy.
Unfortunately, there is an awful lot of truth to that statement.
Mm-hmm. So, Bill Bullard, as you're discussing this, I am hearing you say, and please correct me if I'm wrong, I'm hearing you say that if we go and buy meat at Sam's Club, Price Chopper, Price Cutter, wherever we go, Harder House, wherever we go, we cannot be sure that just because we see that USDA stamp that it's U.S. beef. We can't be sure.
That's absolutely correct. We import beef from 13 different countries. All of it, when it enters the United States of America, is able to be marked with a U.S. inspection sticker, and that does not tell the consumer where that meat was produced. And 18% of it is coming from these 13 different countries.
Bill Bullard, one of the things that we do here at USA Prepares is we talk about no whining. Okay, so now we've described what the problem is. The no whining part comes in, and we say, okay, there are plenty of broadcasts that say, here's what's wrong. What we try to do is say, not only that, but here's what we do to fix it. Can we fix this? And if we can, how do we fix this?
Well, and that's why RCAP exists. It's to resolve these problems. So the solution to the loss of country of origin labeling would be to wait until after this upcoming election and hope that we have a more favorable Congress to reinitiate a country of origin labeling law that will address the lack of labeling on beef and pork. And so we intend to do just that. We also defended country of origin labeling in court because the NCBA and the meat packers filed a lawsuit alleging that the requirement to inform consumers as to the origins of meat violated their First Amendment rights because it was compelling them to provide information they did not want to disclose. And it's just amazing that organizations like those continue to have support from cattle producers when they learn what these organizations were really doing. We were successful in defending country of origin labeling in our U.S. judicial system, but the meat packers and the NCBA have unlimited or very deep pockets. So they went to Canada and Mexico and encouraged those two foreign countries to file a complaint against our U.S. constitutionally based law in Geneva at the World Trade Organization. And there, a group of unappointed, unelected attorney practitioners that are not judges, nevertheless sat as judges and heard the complaints of Canada, Mexico, and the meat packers who claimed that our country of origin labeling law was hurting producers in Canada and Mexico. It was harming their economic positions. And the three-member panel of the World Trade Organization agreed and ruled against the United States. Now, interestingly, one of the judges in this case that was brought by Mexico and Canada, one of these WTO judges was actually a Mexican national that represented his home country in international trade disputes. And so here you had a complainant, Mexico, was provided a judge from Mexico's own country. It's a pure conflict of interest that would never be tolerated in U.S. jurisprudence, but it is accepted practice under this new global governance program in the WTO. So the meatpackers and the two countries received a favorable decision from the WTO, and then the WTO was granting Canada and Mexico the right to impose retaliatory tariffs if the United States did not repeal COOL, and that's what precipitated the demise of country awards and labeling. Congress capitulated to the hollow threats of this World Trade Organization, and U.S. consumers and U.S. producers are the ones that have been harmed as a result of this effort.
If beef from these other countries, these 13 countries from which we import, is so great, you would think that they would be proud of it and want their beef labeled from that country of origin rather than from the United States, wouldn't you?
We would agree with that, and that's why labeling should be supported by producers the world over.
Yep, and we can all compete for the best and to raise the best beef possible. Bill Bullock and I'll be right back, and let's talk about mad cow disease when we come back. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I've found. We chose the Snyder Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report every weekday on the GCN Radio Network. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together. Attention USA Prepares listeners. When you're on the road or have limited data or Wi-Fi, now you can listen to USA Prepares unfiltered and untapped at no extra charge on this non-federal phone number, 1-605-477-3249. Try it now to listen to USA Prepares 24-7 at no extra cost or data charges. These are not on federal lines. These are lines located on Indian reservations off the grid. Call 1-605-477-3249. No smartphones or internet needed. To hear USA Prepares untapped and off the grid, just call 1-605-477-3249.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
December 7, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
Remember Pearl Harbor. Now you can buy, for the first time ever, the 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-329-6700 right now or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. 1-800-329-6700.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Flash. Thank
God, you're
take my
when you go to
the
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Class, if you'd like more information about what we're talking about today, you can go to r-calfusa.com, r-calfusa.com. And Bill Bullard is the CEO of RCAF USA. Bill, mad cow disease, can you tell us what your concerns are with mad cow disease, what happened, and what we're doing about it?
Well, this was a disease that first emerged in the mid-1980s in the European Union, and scientists believed it was a disease caused from ruminant animals like cows and sheep eating contaminated animal parts from other ruminant animals. It's a disease that is always fatal. There is no vaccine, no cure, and can be transferred from cattle to humans if humans eat infected or contaminated meat. So the disease broke out in the mid-80s and began to peak in the early 2000s. And the United States was very responsible back in the late 80s, and it passed regulations and a law that prohibited the importation of any meat product from countries where the BSE or mad cow disease was known to exist. But Canada was not that responsible, and it continued to import animals from Great Britain and imported an animal in 1993 with the disease, and the animal was then rendered and actually fed to Canadian cattle. So in 2003, Canada detected a first case of mad cow disease in its native cattle herd, and the United States closed its border. And as a result of that, we saw cattle prices domestically increase because when the border was closed to live animals from Canada, the meat packers in the United States could no longer import the live cattle in order to suppress domestic prices. So 5 months after the border was closed, we saw cattle prices rise to the highest levels in history in October of 2003. It's because the competitive market forces were unleashed when the packers could no longer leverage imported cattle against the domestic market. So we had the first outbreak in 2003, and this is where country of origin labeling would have been very beneficial. Because when the United States closed the border, it was unlawful to import beef products from Canada. But the U.S. Department of Agriculture nevertheless allowed importers to continue importing beef products, and we caught them, and we filed a lawsuit and obtained an injunction to stop USDA from importing anymore. And USDA did not even contest that injunction because they were caught red-handed. Well, then they tried to reopen the border prematurely while Canada continued to have outbreaks of the disease even after they've taken the mitigation measures that science recommended, and that was a feed ban to prohibit the feeding of animal parts back to animals. And so with the USDA trying to reopen the border, we filed another lawsuit and, again, delayed the implementation of the resumption of trade with Canada, which further protected U.S. consumers. But eventually, the United States did the same thing we talked about earlier. When Canada could no longer meet our strong standards, we simply lowered them. And in late 2005, we began to re-import product from Canada. And again, country of origin labeling would allow consumers to distinguish the product. Well, we have pretty well arrested the spread of BSE worldwide with the feed ban. But in 2015, for example, there were five countries that continued to have outbreaks. And this year, early this year, France announced that it had an outbreak. And this is disconcerting because these countries have taken every known mitigation measure to prevent the spread of the disease, and yet for some unexplainable reason, it continues to occur in some of these countries. And so this, again, is why we think consumers deserve to know where their food is produced and where cattle or the beef was born. It's because of diseases like BSE and other diseases that we have that affect our industry, foot and mouth disease, Rift Valley fever, for example. We need consumers to know where their meat is coming from, and our industry needs to have stronger standards to protect the health and safety of our industry. So these are issues that we are fighting very hard to reform, both on behalf of independent cattle producers, but also on consumers who
Bill, we
deserve
are out
to need a safe and affordable food supply that is of the highest health and safety standards.
Bill, we're out of time. Thank you so much for being with us.
How many of you want to learn how to dig up bugs, worms, and raise crickets for food? Do you prefer to eat them dried and crunchy or while still alive? Well, you won't have to if you can defend your food supply from predators. You may want to get an AR-15 kit from Guns80.com and build your own AR-15 rifle from a kit. If you can legally own a rifle, you can purchase this AR-15 kit. If you're handy, you can complete the rifle in about an hour. The kit comes with all the parts you're going to need to build your rifle, but you'll need a drill press. And survivalists need one anyway. The Guns80.com team purchased the same used floor-standing drill press that I have for $100. You can too. And when you're finished, you'll have a paperwork-free AR-15 rifle, a drill press, drill bits, and the knowledge to maintain your AR-15 rifle, all for less than you expect. So if you want a paperwork-free AR-15 parts kit like mine, visit Guns80.com, Guns80.com, and let the unprepared have our share of the bugs.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.